Today's podcast is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast.
Providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog.
That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to add our podcast to How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application.
Yeah, when Podgo says, how did you hear about us? Type in Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
And, you know...
And then we'll love you more than we already do. Awesome. No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Yum, yum, yum. Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and degree. All the best podcasts are free. Not a ginger and witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend.
Hello, welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games.
Where every week we get together and drink a beverage, talk a game, and recommend something.
My name is Willie. We have a special guest today, Garrett from Featured Creatures. We're glad to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
Welcome! And I am Ginger, and before I read what I'm going to read, I am sorry if I mispronounce anything as a dumb white American, but we would like to acknowledge that we are here on the beautiful ancestral lands of the Anishinaabe, the people of the Three Fires, the Ojibwe, the Ottawa, and Potawatomi here in Michigan. And out in California, it is the Tataviam tribe where Garrett is. So I apologize again if I mispronounce anything. Let me know if I did. Teach this dumb American something.
So as we're broadcasting from these ancestral lands that our ancestors stole from somebody else's ancestors, we're here to talk about beverages, video games, real life XP, and recommendations.
I think I already said that, Willie.
Oh, okay.
So, I actually have a Pilsner here that my lovely husband got me. It's a German-style Pilsner from McKellar. It is called Run This Town, and there's the two McKellar folks running. And this is just water, barley malt, hops, and yeast.
Excellent.
Is wheat-free, so I can have it. And it's in a can.
And it's only 90 calories? Did you say that?
Yeah. Yeah. And why are all the beers kind of slightly exploding?
Well, that one foamed up because of the way that you poured it.
Not just that. It was foaming up when I opened it.
That actually kind of tastes wheaty, even though there's no wheat in it. But it's good.
Yeah, it's kind of freaking me out. Am I going to start, like, itching? It's a really good Pilsner. It's pretty light. It's crisp. It has some good head.
It's like if a Miller High Life actually tasted good.
I'm glad I didn't spit beer out of my nose. Because, yeah. You nailed it right on the head. It is like your American style lager, even though it's a German style lager or Pilsner. It definitely tastes like a better American lager. I'm going to give this one a 4 out of 5 because it's not quite the style I usually gravitate to, but for what it is, it's good. And McKellar usually nails all their fucking styles. If you see this this brewery and a style of beer that you enjoy, pick it up because you'll enjoy it.
I give that one 4.25 out of 5. Garrett, do you have a beverage this morning? You're a little bit earlier than us, time zone wise.
Because I have work in a little bit. But
juice or water?
Nope, nothing at the moment. But if I had anything, there's a bottle of Crystal Head vodka I'm trying to finish.
Isn't that Dan Aykroyd's?
Yeah, one of my friends got it for me for my birthday in June.
Nice. In June? Is it that bad?
No, it's really good. It's just without a party, I don't have a reason to just drink a bunch of hard alcohol.
That's right. Fair. That's totally fair.
Yeah.
Nice. I always respected the bottle, but I just didn't want to buy it myself.
Right. Yeah.
But it is the coolest fucking bottle out there, in my opinion.
Even cooler than the one that's shaped like a Tommy gun. That one's pretty cool too.
Now you're busting out one that's shaped like a fucking Tommy gun. Yeah. I don't know.
You've never seen that one up on the shelf with the $400 bottles at the liquor store?
No.
No. It's up above the Crystal Head usually.
Oh, I usually don't even bother looking up there because I'm a poor, so.
You don't look at the drinks that the clerk needs a ladder to get to?
Not really. No. Right. Will, what you got there? The can's cool looking.
I got a beer from Pigeon Hill that's called Donut Stop Believin'. It's just a Long John Ale, chocolatey and cream filled. It took the midnight flavor train, down to Flavor Town. And there's a donut and a Long John standing at a bus stop 5 miles from South Detroit on this can.
Nice crack.
Wow, that smells very much like a custard-filled Long John.
Really? Let me smell it.
It tastes very donut-y. This is, I think, the most donut-like donut beer that I've ever had.
What the fuck? Dude, Garrett, I wish you were here to smell how donut-y this fucking beer smells.
This is awesome. It's a novelty. It's 5% alcohol. It's very sweet. Light yellow in color. But it tastes like a creamy filled Long John donut.
It looks like
with
piss,
a little bit of chocolate.
But tastes like a donut.
Mm-hmm. Not uncommon.
No.
All right, maybe it is uncommon.
What do you rate that? I'm interested because it smells actually really good and it makes me miss donuts.
For a donut treat, just having one. I'm glad I just bought one. But as a single 12-ounce dessert beer treat, I'm giving it 4.5.
All right. Mm-hmm. It smells very sweet. Like a fucking donut. It's insane.
All right, well, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back with Real Life XP.
Have you ever found yourself confused about the current state of the MCU or whatever the hell is happening with the DC universe?
Do you often have no idea what the hell the difference is between craft beer and that Bud Ice stuff at the gas station?
Well, then look no further.
We present to you Hops Geek News.
We're yet another geek and beer podcast in an already oversaturated market.
All right. We drink and we pretend we know things.
More often than not, we don't really know things, but we do talk some really great topics, and we most definitely can drink.
We'll deliver you news and then dive into any random topic you might have never knew you actually were passionate about.
With lots of fun facts about beer.
And from Marvel to DC and Star Wars, and to why Die Hard is most definitely a Christmas movie.
Which it is. Basically anything that our spouses are sick of hearing us talk about. Join us on YouTube or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
New episodes weekly. Just search Hops News.
So now it's time for Real Life XP.
TMCR LLC GRPVG, which recently someone said sounded like an STD. It just is stuck in my fucking mind.
I got the GRPVG on my wee wee.
Oh my goodness. This, like, everyone fucking tuned out. Garrett's like, what the fuck did I sign up for? So I'll go first.
Are you sure? I was going to ask Garrett if he wanted to go first.
If he wants to go first, he's more than welcome.
Yeah, I can do that. I just started a new job, and I'm working for the first time since April 2020.
Well, that's cool. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just at a call center, but yeah, it's all right.
It keeps you busy, so you get to get out of the house.
Yeah, that's the most important part, is leaving this house.
I'm so jealous. I never thought I'd say that.
Yeah, I never thought I'd not want to work.
Right.
Well, that's cool.
Congrats on the job, and how many real-life XP do you think you get this week?
Like 50.
50?
No, we've leveled up so many times that the experience goes up as the enemies get stronger.
No, right now... This wasn't a very strong enemy. No.
Went back to Onet and killed one of the stray dogs.
Right. Yeah, I better go clean up some basement rats.
All right.
If you think 50 points is good enough, I say add a couple zeros onto the back of it. But if you think 50 is good,
add a couple zeros to the back, like 50.000.
50.00. No, that's just given. Like, okay. 5,000.
Yeah, maybe when I get to the graveyard shift that I want.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, you actually want to work third shift?
Oh, any job that gives me the opportunity.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
It just fits my normal sleep schedule.
Uh-huh. Yep, there's very few third shifters out there, but I've met a couple who were like, I would rather work all night, but I'm not a fan. But fuck yeah, I hope so. I hope you get to that point.
Ginger, what did you do? What did you experience?
So this is an experience / update. I know, was it last episode or episode before? I said something about reconnecting and checking the Nintendo DS.
Both of them.
It was both of them? Okay. Yeah. I can't remember what one I talked about it on. But I finally... Oh my god. It was kind of a pain in the ass to find my Wi-Fi on the DS menu, DSi XL, to see if the store was closed, and it is in fact closed, and it has been since 2017, which I kind of figured it was closed. But that was later than I expected. But it let me update my DS. And yeah. I was kind of like, oh shit, is this going to break my DS? Because it's been over 10 years. It's still cool. I've been trying to play more games on my handhelds. And it brings me back to when we used to compete. For reconnecting my DS and making sure to tell every person who actually listens to this that the DSi store is closed.
Breaking update. Four-year-old news.
Right. I was like, do the math, please. So, for updating my DS for like 10 years, I'll say 1,000 points. I feel like I shouldn't go super extreme since Garrett was like 50.
So he got 50 for getting a job. I don't think you get 1,000 for updating your DS.
No, should I get 10?
That sounds about right, though. No, that sounds right.
Thank you, Garrett. Will's always trying to pick on me.
I am. I was going to try and push your numbers down this week, but sounds like I'm outvoted. 1,000 points it is.
Yeah. What'd you get some experience for, Will?
I was working in a neighborhood right near the highway this week, and it warmed up, and it was like 60 degrees out.
Nice.
So I brought my one wheel to work, and I got to ride around 10 miles this week during my lunch breaks. Rode a few blocks down one way and drove by an apartment I used to live in and drove up another way to the Belknap Wall, looked at the big view over the city. Down at the other end of that street, there's a park that connects with the Belknap Ice Arena. I rode down like this steep path hill there and back up.
Nice.
So I got to ride around my one wheel in sunny, nice weather.
And you didn't riff it like in the hotel hallway, right?
No, I did not. 10 miles, I'll say that's worth 10 points.
Okay. If you want to go for 10 points.
Yeah.
We'll set the bar even lower. How low can you go?
Okay, so now we gotta end the segment, don't we, Ginger?
Sure, yeah, we'll be right back after these products. Or services, or podcast promo. Whatever the fuck we put between it. Fake commercial. We haven't done that in a while. This podcast is brought to you by Julie Andrews' support of the establishment.
To help support this cause, just text Grand Rapidians Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious Anti-Disestablishmentarianism to 555-5555.
Just make sure you spell it right.
Hey, Ginger.
Hey, yeah.
What game you play?
Speaking of DS, I played Army Defender on my DSi XL. So, this is a pretty basic shooter. It's not like a side-scrolling shooter. You're in one fixed place, and, like, enemies are coming at you. And you're, like, on this platform in this, like, big minigun, and you have to shoot enemies. And the thing to this is you have to shoot the right color enemies. There's red and green enemies, like their clothes. And their other, like, helicopters or whatever. So you have to change the color on your shield to shoot whatever color enemy is coming at you.
Okay.
And this is an interesting one because instead of holding your DS, like, your regular...
Normal
way, you have to turn it to the side. It kind of messes with, like, I don't know.
You have to use it book style, like,
yeah.
Like some of the parts in Mario and Luigi Superstar games.
Right. It's neat, though, because usually, you know, you don't really have, I don't know, the capacity or to be able to, like, flip your TV or stuff for some games.
And I'm still looking for that TV mount so I can play pinball with my TV sideways.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. So there's... It's basically a survival game as well as the shooter because you just have to survive waves of enemies. There's
You this... have to defense your army.
Yeah. So there's... there's like... cargo ships that will come over and drop an item, a random item, and it's usually a different weapon, and it will just shoot whatever enemy. It doesn't matter if they're green or red.
So how do you shoot the enemies when you have the color equipped that you want to shoot?
Just the tap on the touch screen with the stylus, and you aim it that way as well.
Oh, so you play with the touch screen?
Yep, touchscreen and the buttons. You can press the shoulder buttons to change the colors.
Your character is on the touchscreen and the enemies are coming, walking at you on the other screen?
Correct.
It uses them both as one?
Yeah. It's neat. There's no bathrooms in it, though. or like piss jet bombs, which is kind of lame. But there's beginner and expert in the tutorial that teaches you everything. And that's it. It's a pretty short game. You can get records on it. Is there... Oh, here's the top top score when I actually used to play this a lot more. It is 1,305,800 points. And that's it. And I didn't even get close when I played. I was not good at it.
And without context, I don't know what that means.
It's just the scores. Uh-huh. I didn't really... That's on beginner mode, too. I didn't even play expert mode. What a wanker. Yeah, pretty basic game.
Another DSiWare game that you can't get. Ginger, you're going to have to move on from DSi now that we know that nobody can get these games. You'll have to play something on a different system.
Well, you know, we like to talk obscure games. And also, it goes to my point of it being lame when these, like, games are getting just shut down and lost. And Nintendo fucking has the power, and some of these other places have the power to bring them back, and they don't, or they recharge for them, so you're fucking buying them 3-4 times, which is stupid.
I mean, I bought Metal Gear Solid, like, 5 to 7 times.
Mm-hmm. I've bought Skyrim a few times.
I don't regret any of my Metal Gear Solid 3 purchases.
And that's fair. But then you'll get to some that you might regret. Like Skyrim on my PS4. I'm pissed I didn't buy it on my Switch. I would have rather had it on my Switch.
Well, Army Defender you can't get on your Switch. So you're just SOL.
And no one can get it. And that goes to my point. It's lame that, like, fun games are just being lost. That could be easily, like, I don't know, 50 cent games. Or, like, in a little bundle pack or some shit. DSi games that are shooter games or some shit. Like, come on, Nintendo. Like, you're actually listening anyways.
But no, they totally if they do it, too.
Yeah. If they reopen the DSiWare shop, we'll know why.
I know there's some games on the Switch that you can play sideways. Shefton, my co-host, has a dock for his Switch where he can the Joy-Con's attached to the dock and the Switch goes in vertically instead of horizontally.
Oh, heck yeah. I want to get one of those. Downwell is a game that turns sideways like that. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a touchscreen, so there's no reason they couldn't just re-release DS games on it that weren't ever released hard copy.
Exactly. There's just so many games that are being lost, and it makes me mad. But, yeah, Army Defender. If you know someone who has it on their DS, DSi, XL, whatever, play it. It's fun.
Hey, Garrett.
Yes. So, the game I brought is a game I haven't played to completion since I was in high school. But it's I've played, like, the first, like, 3 hours, like, a bunch. it's an RPG for the PlayStation 2 called MS Saga: A New Dawn.
Okay. I think I've seen this name in places.
It is Gundam fantasy RPG.
Okay. And so it's, like, super anime-like?
The characters are all... Like, just anime boys.
Oh, there's no anime titties?
There's a couple. There's one that's on your team, and then I think there's a villain. I don't remember the villains that much. Okay. But you're a bunch of orphans, and then your orphanage gets burned down, and then you find a mobile suit underground, and...
Ooh.
But they
used to put those in the foundations of orphanages, right?
Yep, just, like, build right into the ground.
Yeah.
But the thing I like the best about it, other than it being pretty fucking hard, is the how you equip your weapons and stuff is the item management box from Resident Evil, where you have to like Tetris everything in there.
Okay.
So you could equip like 4 guns as long as they fit in there, and in your like a fight bar, they would drop down and have each one with their different attacks.
Nice.
And it is just, it is really hard.
Is it a turn-based battle, or is it like an action RPG?
It's all turn-based.
Oh, okay.
Sweet. Which is my favorite kind of RPG. Like, action RPGs are fine. I love them. I'll play them. But there's just so little actual turn-based RPGs coming out now that whenever I come across one, I'm like, oh, finally, I can just kind of chill.
Right. Yeah, there has been like a heavy increase of action RPGs, which I love turn-based as well, because that's why I love RPGs in the first place. You know, you could kind of chill playing them. You don't have to like be on edge.
Yeah, that
is it mostly in mech action, or is there like high school drama? As
it is a JRPG, so it's high drama. But all the combat is
fucking anime titties.
all the combat and stuff is in the mechs, and each bit of equipment that you change on them actually changes the mech in on the field.
Sweet.
It's also pretty nice for a PS2 game to be able to do.
It sounds like you should play past the first 3 hours if you get time.
I mean, I will. I plan on streaming it on Twitch.
Oh, nice.
If I ever have time, but
yep.
It like the girl that's in your party turns out to be from the moon or something, and the guy that burned down your orphanage was a good guy all along.
That burned down an orphanage.
Yeah.
It was an accident. He was trying to make banana Fosters for all the kids.
And his giant Zaku just trying to...
Are there toilets in this game?
I don't think so.
Damn. I mean, technically, if there's an orphanage...
Hopefully. Somewhere in that orphanage there is a toilet, but hopefully it gets destroyed before you can look at it.
Yeah, it burned down, so.
They can go dig a hole, I guess. Oh, that's horrible.
No, there's definitely jugs in the mobile suits, though, because...
Dude, yes. There we go. Oh, I know talked about the
just a really in-depth RPG.
That, it like, sounds like fun.
There's like 6 different status conditions instead of just like poison and paralyzed.
Cool.
Nice.
Got a bunch of different party members, even though you can only have 4 out at a time.
Okay.
Is this based on an anime? It's a really nostalgic game for me. Or is it an original property? Do you know?
Oh, yeah, it's based on Gundam.
Okay, so it's based on the Gundam anime series.
Pretty much just the robots, though. All the robots are from Gundam. And then the story is completely original. It takes place in its own universe. It just happens to have, like, oh, there's a suit, there's a Gundam from G Gundam, and there's a Gundam from Gundam Wing. Huh, weird.
It sounds like cool. Fun. I love RPGs, so I need to look this one up.
Yeah, I highly recommend, if anyone likes turn-based RPGs and wants to play one that's pretty difficult, just look it up. You can find an emulator or try to buy it online.
Right. Ginger, you could look through that folder of PS2 RPGs that we got from our old neighbor when they moved away and left it behind.
Yeah, for one game.
We haven't
game.
Played, like, any of those.
Yeah, for no. MS Saga, A New Dawn.
It could be in there. It was, like, all RPGs.
Sounds like fun.
Mm. Yep. It is. It is fun.
Hey, Will.
Yo.
What game you play?
I played a game called Crawlco Block Knockers.
What?
All right, so this is like, speaking of anime titty.
Who ordered all this fucking anime titty?
This is a pervy puzzle game where you unlock the screen to uncover poorly drawn anime titties. So, the gameplay, you're
there's a little... There's some, like, blue nipples, though, which I can respect.
Yeah, the art is weird. If you want to talk about the art first, it looks like somebody drew it on MS Paint, and it's, like, barely pin-up art. Very amateurish. And each girl has three stages and three versions. Where she's, like, fully clothed in something skimpy, and then starting to undress, and then she has her boobs out in the last picture.
No. But. Impressive.
And so you play as, like, a lizard dinosaur guy. It actually reminds me of the Dinosaurs TV show. You're kind of a...
like the Mohawk teenage boy?
Yeah, you're a dinosaur that kind of looks like Robbie. And your boss looks like Earl's boss. He's like a big orange dinosaur. He doesn't have the Triceratops horns, but otherwise he reminds me of that boss. And you get a job at this factory where you got to push around crates and you group together groups of three crates in order to, like, turn them into the part of the picture. And you got to slide the crates around. You can turn enemies off. You can play this puzzle game while there's enemies bouncing around shooting at you, too.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I turned them off and played it without.
Yeah.
And if you fill in, like, a certain area of the screen completely, then you unlock that picture in the art gallery. And, yeah, every time you beat a level, your boss says something about, you know, how you're so motivated to work. You must see something here at this factory that nobody else working here sees, because you're always showing up to your shift. The bosses are actually pretty fun. You just, instead of having to fill in a puzzle, you have to push the boxes at the bosses.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed the three boss fights that were in this game.
Oh.
That was it.
There's only three bosses?
Only three bosses.
So there's only, like, three screens of boobies?
No, there's...
No!
There's two girls, a boss, two girls, a boss, two girls, a boss. And when you get up to the last two girls and the boss, your warehouse boss disappears and his daughter comes in. And she also looks just like the daughter from the Dinosaurs TV show.
Oh, goodness.
And she, like, her dad comes and tells her that they're actually shipping porn out of the warehouse. And she's like, oh, yeah, I figured it was porn. I mean, I'm not a prude. It's the modern time. Everybody knows what porn is. And then the final boss is like a, oh, not EPA, it's like a customs enforcement guy. Comes down and kidnaps the boss and says that you can't ship porn. And so you beat him up. And then everybody becomes a happy porn shipping family again. And you unlock four more girls that have three stages each. One for each season. There's like a summer, winter, spring, and fall one. It was on sale for like $5 on Nintendo Switch. And it wasn't even worth that.
Flawless victory. I noticed in our Discord chat that one of our patrons is asking if we were recording, and I said yes, and he's like, okay, I was gonna hop in. I was like, only if you record your side. So who knows, we might have someone popping in, or yeah. Maybe not. But I didn't see any toilets in this game, which is kind of lame.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just...
I mean, I guess you could pee in a crate.
It's at a warehouse, so there's bathrooms off to the side. You don't control anything that happens before your shift starts, though. Your shift starts, it says at the beginning of each
you
stage.
You better pee before your shift starts, mister. Because even if you have to pee 5 minutes into it, I don't fucking think so.
The evils of capitalism personified in a cheesy porn game on the Switch.
All right. I mean, I can appreciate the cheesy anime boobies.
Yeah, it was funny when like a girl ends up having blue nipples. There's like, oh, this girl has green nipples. What the hell?
They say that?
No, but there's just like random colors. It's like, I don't know who drew this. A colorblind person, maybe?
Drew this? Oh my god, Will, don't what? Talk shit about colorblind folks.
What? There's nothing wrong with that.
The way you said it, though.
Either that or someone was very creative.
Maybe that was it. I mean, who just wants pink nipples or brown nipples all the time? Why not blue or like yellow?
You know, who knows? There's some talented orange artists out there who are like 6 or 7 years old. So maybe it was like a young wow kid drew it. Based on the quality of the art.
Oh, I no. Mean, yeah. A young kid and a fan of dinosaurs.
Will, why did you even have to go to, like, saying it was a young kid drawing boobies? I mean, whatever.
I think Garrett has a point, though. Dinosaurs wasn't on Disney Plus until after this game had been developed. So the young kids wouldn't even know what dinosaurs are.
Oh my god. I don't think a young person drew this. I think there was probably a team of creatives, and they were like, draw me your best naked lady, and that was the best that any of the team could do.
I beat the game, the credits are very short, and there were like 3 people who made this game.
Yeah, so one out of those 3 people were the best naked lady drawers.
Let's go, ladies, we're on the clock, time to go to work.
I'm just fighting the urge to use my soundboard.
Oh, feel free. We've got one more segment. You can bust it out. That makes me want to recommend X-Files.
All right.
Okay.
That's the one normal one I have on there. I had to fill it up with other things for the episode we recorded a couple days ago.
Nice.
So now it's time for recommendations.
Doot doot.
Doodly doot.
Awesome.
All right, I got a recommendation ready to go. I'm going to recommend Secretly Incredibly Fascinating Podcast.
All right.
It's by Schmitty the Clam, used to do the Cracked Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And he has guest comedians on and talks about some topic that you'd think would be boring, like checkers or concrete, and talks about interesting facts. And his show uses the thing that we did at the beginning of the episode, where he pays tribute to the Native American peoples who traditionally lived in the area where all of the guests are recording from.
Yep, and I really appreciate that. And got the idea from that. But I've heard many other podcasts do it as well. And I think that's important. Mm-hmm. In my opinion. If people don't, I'm not going to be mad at them.
Garrett, what kind of recommendation do you have for us?
All right. So the first, I got a recommendation, but first I just have to play another sound clip.
Yes.
So I played the Howard Dean scream. But I was fucking around with it in Audacity.
Yeah.
And I just happened to put it in reverse, and it in reverse is one of my favorite sounds in the world.
That sounds like somebody taking a big like balloon full of helium or something.
It reminds me of that as well. The first scream always reminds me of, like, the beginning of TDZ, when Miles is like, yeah! It's my favorite.
So, what I'm gonna recommend is, there's a podcast that I listen to called Fetty Scum. It's a Gundam podcast. It's a actual play Gundam RPG podcast.
Sweet.
For Gundam people, it takes place in the very in the beginning of the 1 year war. So it doesn't. They start with only having Saberfish and other jets and no mobile suits until a few episodes in. It's real funny. It's Fetty Scum.
So as a non-Gundam person, if I'm into RPGs, could this still be entertaining?
Yeah. Because from what they say on the show, most of the people tell them that it's basically just It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia in the Gundam universe. And because I think half of the people in the show don't really watch Gundam. They're just playing for their friend.
All right.
It's a Top Gun. It's Top Gun meets It's Always Sunny. That's the vibe the show is.
That sounds pretty funny.
With a sprinkling of Hot Shots Part 2.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Sweet. So I'm also going to recommend a podcast. I was just looking around, typing random shit in, pagan. And I found this
That's
one.
That's not random.
I just randomly look for pagan podcasts, okay? So this one is called Music from the Goddess's Vault Podcast. And this is a pagan podcast with music, a spirit guide of the month, a dream symbol storytelling, and meditation. All in a great mix of talk and music. And who knows what we'll be talking about. So I listened to a couple today and I really enjoyed it. I just picked a random old one and the first song was so beautiful. I was like, okay, I can't wait to hear more. So Music from the Goddess's Vault podcast. Because they put podcast in the name.
I wonder if anybody's named their podcast podcast.
I mean, we can always look. But instead, Garrett, plug all the things.
You gotta plug your podcast, because we love it.
Yeah, right. And whatever else, you know.
Well, I do Featured Creatures. It's a podcast about cryptids and folklore monsters and mythological monsters and occasionally movie monsters. If you want to hear just a lot more of that Howard Dean scream, next week, Friday, I forgot the date, our episode on Champ is coming out, the Lake Champlain Lake Monster, and, oh boy, do we
like
use
Howard Dean?
So there's this comedy, Alan showed us this comedy video, I always forget the name of the guy, but he goes to, it's like a comedy travel show, and he goes to Burlington, Vermont, and he's like, ah, oh, Vermont, the home of Howard Dean, and then it plays Howard Dean, and then Fish, and then it shows a clip of Fish, but it plays the Howard Dean scream over it, and then Ben and Jerry, and it does the Howard Dean scream twice.
Twice for Ben and Jerry's, too.
When he encounters Champ, the noise Champ makes is... So we just play that audio clip a lot in the episode.
Awesome.
Nice. Looking forward to it.
That's pretty much all I do, is that show.
And you're on social medias?
That's on Twitter, it's at Feacre, FEACRE. And our Instagram doesn't post that much, so...
Once in a while, I'll see you guys post.
Usually whenever we get new equipment.
Yeah. Ours only posts once a week anyways. Also.
Yep. I try to post it on Sunday, but sometimes it's Monday or Tuesday.
As long as it's there, it's the thought that counts. Wait. Right. Those were the wrong metaphors. I mixed them improperly.
Something like that. Oh,
Right. And thanks to our patrons.
I can't believe we have three. Dan from the Movie Cellar.
Chris from Retro Hangover.
And Mike Gagne from Boston Harbor Horror.
Thanks, everybody.
And Mike was going to hop in, but he said, ha, 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 sick burn. So he kind of made it in the podcast more than the once a recording.
And our opening theme song was by Rappy McRapperson, and our closing Donkey Kong music is by Inadequizzy. Mm-hmm. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to another episode of GRPVG.
Yes. And if you'd like to join our Patreon, we are at patreon.com/GrandRapidians Play Video Games.
Yep. We'll send you stickers every month and we'll shout you out every episode.
Yes.
Send us an email at GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames@gmail.com.
Yeah, and you can find us on Twitter @Grand_Video and Instagram @GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames.
You could give us a call at 9167-WILLIE. That's 9167. My name, Willie.
It's a real number.
Leave us a message. We'll get back with you. We'll play it on the air if you want.
Yep. And also, if you would like to give us a rating on whatever podcatcher you can.
iTunes, Podchaser.
And send us a picture of your 5-star rating, and we'll send you some stickers.
And you can find us on every platform on our Linktree, linktr.ee/GrandRapidians.
Goodbye.